You might want to check which repeater you're on, Sean. You're getting a little scratchy, and you got like a whistle or a whine in your transmission. So you might want to check that as you're getting your coffee. But yeah, not really much of a tool guy. I have a few tools. I actually have a nice metric socket set for when I drove Hondas and Nissans. But I don't even think I have a set of American Standard tools whatsoever. Don't have a hammer, but I got a rubber mallet. That's in case I got to knock somebody in the head a couple times. But no, my tool arsenal is not manly at all. It's very sporadic, and I have like a set of Allen wrenches. They make those things, they call them a plumber's crank in case your garbage disposal gets stuck. Well, in the cabinet above my sink, I just have a small elbow-shaped Allen wrench. So if my garbage disposal, which was just replaced a couple weeks ago, would ever clog or jam, I just stick the Allen wrench in there and not buy a, you know, whatever those cranks cost to do it with, you know, kind of a thing. But yeah, I'm kind of way behind the times as tools and mechanics and things like that. I just never got into it. And with me working in racing, some of these tool sets these mechanics have now from all these companies, it's just, I'm just in awe of what's out there now. And I can't even see myself, well, I mean, like I said, I'm pushing 70, but there's no point in me having anything really, really nice now at this point in life. But go back maybe 25, 30 years ago, in a way, I have a regret that I never made the investment into some really good tools. Dakota?